We're back. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Thanks for joining us, B-Maz and Beamer. Back. Thanks to Sue O'Neill.
Yes.
For filling in for the last week while we were both off on vacation. Separate vacations, people.
That's right. You know? That's right. I mean, I asked if I could come along, but no, we did our own vacation.
You did not.
No.
Because I would have said yes.
No, I know. Yeah, separate vacation. Started in the same state. You ventured away from that state. I stayed there the whole week.
Yeah, down in the sunshine. We brought the nice weather back here with us. I mean, we came back yesterday. I was like, this is great. I mean, look, did I just miss all of winter? Amazing. I was snow blowing the driveway the morning we left. And to come back to this, it's like, it's great.
Yeah, Saturday was it was a wall of cold. So we landed in Cleveland and drove back to Buffalo. And for some reason,
we did the same thing.
What's that? Yeah. For some reason, the people on the plane decided when after the plane left, I've never seen this happen before. Maybe I've just never been in the last row before. They opened the back door. So as we're sitting there waiting to deplane, I'm just feeling this 20-degree air hit me in the face.
Yeah.
Like, welcome back. But yesterday was nice. It got warmer as the day went on, and it looks beautiful out there this morning.
Great weather back here. We did the same. I mean, that Cleveland, anyone who was traveling this past week because of the, winter break in schools and everything like that knows just how expensive it is to fly in and out of Buffalo, and ran into quite a few people from Buffalo doing the same thing, trying to fly back into Cleveland. I think it would have been like $300 or so a person to fly back into Buffalo from, you know, anywhere in Florida, flying into Cleveland. Joe, do you know how much we paid for our ticket?
No.
$60.
Wow. Very nice.
That is a little bit, when you you're thinking through your head, and like, there's no way it would be less expensive to fly into Cleveland, rent a spot overnight because you get in so late. We're not going to drive at 2 a.m, you know, from Cleveland to Buffalo right off the plane to rent the car, drive it back to Buffalo. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that much less expensive to do all that. It's kind of crazy.
So I did the credit card points. And Brian, I have almost 16,000 points left over. If I had gone from Buffalo, not only would I have no points left over, it would have cost me in the range of $500 extra
Isn't
on top
that crazy?
Of the points.
That's just nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts. But how was your vacation?
I have no complaints. It was great. My son was awesome on the plane. You know, that's a big fear. Everyone says it could, but he slept on both flights back. And on the way there, he just was happy. He loved looking out the window, a lot like me. So it was a great trip. But Brian, a streak did end on this trip, and it's a streak that I have been very proud of. I have bragged about, but my not getting pulled over for the last 5 years.
Oh.
Ended outside of Naples, Florida this past week. I ran a red light, and I'm not proud of it, and I got pulled over. For the first time ever, I had the guy get on the horn. Please get off the road. He wanted me to pull into a lot, not stay on the road. Walked up, very nice. Took my information, came back to the car. He said, I'll let you go this time since three other people went under that light with you. But just realize in Florida, that's a $286 citation. So please don't do it again. And believe me, I did not do it again the rest of that trip.
That's good. But does it count because it was in a different state? I'll still give you the streak.
All right.
New All car, right?
That's right.
Different car.
Nothing on this car.
The lights are different colors.
That's right.
I'm colorblind. I'm sorry.
I think I can use that on the sideways lights. I don't think I have an argument when it's in the order.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
How'd you get that driver's license? That's what they would say.
Yeah. How was your vacation? You sailed away.
It was fine. It was nice. It was a nice little getaway. I had a streak continue,
all right,
Joe, on my vacation, where for the second time at an airport or in a plane, I lost my big water bottle that I had.
Oh.
So the first time confiscated by TSA when I was switching in an airport. We had to go from one airline to another and make a flight. Forgot that I filled up my water bottle at the last airport. And it's like, no, we got to throw this out. Like, well, what if you dump it out and then give it back to me? No, we have to just put it in this trash can right here. I'm thinking, these are all the things I didn't say, by the way. I think, well, except for this. What if I drank it here right in front of you, every last drop? And then, nope, got it. You got to go through security again. So you're going to put it in this trash can. And then what? If that's an explosive,
yeah,
that's going to be a you problem. Like, no, it wasn't, by the way.
I'm glad you didn't say that part.
Just put that up. But, like, for real here, if that is a problem, this water bottle filled with water that I said I would drink in front of you, it's not whatever else is supposed to be
in the water.
I don't get the liquid thing, by the way. Like, someone once tried to bring a liquid explosive or didn't.
Wasn't it the guy who tried to set his underwear on fire? Wasn't it the underwear bomber? Wasn't that had to do with something he kept in a water bottle?
Oh, I assume that was like supercharged underwear. Yeah, I know maybe. Someone tried the shoes once. Now everyone's got to take off their shoes still for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
But the water thing I never really got. I never understood. I'll drink it in front of you. I'm allowed to dump it out and then go through it again. And I don't have time to go through security. You will allow this super dangerous stuff to sit right next to you for the next 12 hours in a trash can. But I can't. Nevertheless, that fine. I'm over it. Obviously. It was years ago. And I think, Joe, that was the last time. It probably wasn't. But it was one of the last times I was on a plane. This time, I had the same water bottle, same type, but obviously a new one. Left it underneath. It rolled underneath my seat. Forgot to grab it going off a plane at our connection. Realized it there. I'm like, water bottle's gone. Sorry, that stinks.
That does stink. I'm glad that it's some kind of streak, but
streak continues. Just I cannot hold on to the water bottle while at an airport. I just won't bring one from now on.
I was so proud of myself for getting the same plane on the way there, right? We had to stop in Nashville but not get off the plane on the way to Fort Myers. And I was so proud of that. I was like, oh, this is, you know, this will be good with a child. We won't have to take him out to the airport.
Oh.
So I've never been to the Nashville airport. I've been to Nashville numerous times. I've driven every time. I've never flown into Nashville. So on the way back, we did have a layover in Nashville. What a dumb decision to not have a layover in Nashville on the way down there. That airport is a party. It's like they brought Broadway into the Nashville airport. I felt like I was upset that I wasn't going to Broadway.
And because Broadway is so expensive, it's not like it's any more expensive in the airport.
You feel literally like you're right on there. Your wallet is just as empty.
Yeah.
Live music everywhere.
That's cool.
So I'm thinking, now again, I'm hopefully going to Nashville in a few months. I'll be driving again, so I won't be able to see this airport. But next time I have that option, the vacation's getting started in the Nashville airport.
I would think you'd want to take the baby off the plane, get a little leg stretch time, run around.
I think you're right.
But it was fine.
It was fine. Yeah, he was great. He was great. But now knowing how good he was on the plane, I'm upset that we didn't do the layover on the way down.
Didn't do something like that. Well, it begs the question. And 803-0930 for give us a call or send a text throughout the morning here on WBEN. Because we both took vacations in very different ways. You were with your son. Me and my wife left the kids at home. And is it a vacation if you're with your kids? 803-0930 to join. Because, see, in my experience, and maybe this is a good thing, maybe this is a bad thing. If you're doing something with the kids, you're doing something for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like any vacation or quote unquote vacation or trip is probably a better word. Any trip we've taken with one kid or now two kids has always kind of been around, well, what would the kids like to do? What can we do with the kids? You know, we go to a children's museum, we go to a zoo, you know, like all these different kids' activities. Where can we take the kids where they will have a good time? Like, that'll be the thing, you know, we're thinking in the future, where's a vacation? Oh, maybe Disney in the future. Maybe the Sesame Street place, you know, maybe like this or that. But it's always kind of about the kids.
Right.
You're not taking like I don't want to say you're not. I'm not. Because I know people do. And I saw over the past week, a lot of people do this. We were on a cruise ship. People who had kids, God bless them. I don't know how you really do it.
Right.
I don't know how you can do that and enjoy yourself. Now, if they're a little bit older, I can see. But, you know, we're talking, you know, my kids are 4 and 1, like around that age. That's just not a vacation that I, you know, 7 and younger and 7-10 is probably more likely. 10 and under, that's just not a place I could see taking a kid and then calling it a vacation for yourself. Because the entire time I would just be, what's going on? You're trying to follow around the kids. The kids aren't, it's not a place meant for kids. So they're probably not having the time of their life they would some other place.
Right.
And you're spending your whole time kind of watching still them. Watching over. I don't know what the point of the vacation is at the end of the day.
Yeah, so this was a big family trip, right? My parents got us this for Christmas, so we had the whole family there. My niece and nephew were there. It was great. Now, I think my son's probably just on the, I mean, he's 9 months, right? So we went to the zoo. That was a lot of fun. I did a lot of stuff walking around with him. But, Brian, I have to say, I enjoyed the vacation. Now, one night, my parents watched all the kids, and we all got to go out. I went to karaoke and did Detroit Rock City. That was a lot of fun. I have to say, it was a fun vacation. However, vacation in the past for me was I'm sleeping in till 11 o'clock, right? I'm sleeping all morning, mm-hmm. not on this vacation. This vacation, I got up the time I usually get up to come to this job. So that part of it, I didn't have. But really, it was an enjoyable vacation. Now, to your point, I'm not going to get my son and say, hey, next stop, Vegas, because where's the fun in that? He can't go anywhere. He's not going to have any fun. So, yeah, I would probably leave the kids behind for, like, Vegas, Miami, some kind of trip like that. But this, I think, was the perfect family, like you said, trip. This was a family trip, and there was beautiful weather, relaxation by the pool. I have no complaints.
And there's a difference, right, between a family trip and then
Vegas.
Like a couple's trip.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be Vegas.
I know. Vegas.
You know, that's kind of an extreme example, maybe. But I'm just thinking like a more what you would consider an adult trip.
Yeah.
Relaxing, right? You know, a relaxing vacation, if you are under the age of 13, like you don't want a relaxing vacation.
No.
That's no fun. Oh, just sitting around all day or, you know, doing this or going for a nice long walk. Like what? You know, kids don't really understand that. But what about if you have any experience with kids on vacation? Now, I think we're talking mostly younger children and you've taken them on a more adult vacation. How did it go? How was the experience? Would you do it again? 803-0930 to join us. On our text board this morning, some people already weighing in and saying, yes, Joe, you got it right. Liquid is due to the underwear guy.
We're back and one for one.
I don't remember that at all. Like I don't remember. I couldn't point where the liquid came to, but he was going to pour the shaving cream.
I just remember the two things were in the same incident. I don't know what led to what. I just remember the story of the underwear guy. Next thing I know, the water bottle, there's a big trash can by the TSA check.
Is there so shrinkflation, that's in the news now. There are some things that I wish had shrinkflation. Like take, for example, my deodorant. My deodorant comes in I've been using the same type of deodorant for years now because it's the only one I can find that works and doesn't.
It's a big one.
That is a big one that works and doesn't leave like any sort of residue or stain on the armpits.
Yeah.
And it's like a spray deodorant. So it comes in the, so it's a liquid.
Yeah.
Comes in a little can. That can is like just big enough where you cannot legally buy it or bring it on a plane. Right? So, yeah. It doesn't. Now, I have before because apparently these laws are kind of fast and loose. And I've gone through TSA and the guy just goes, well, yeah, we'll see what the next guy says. And then they just let me pass with it, which, you know, okay, cool. Fine by me. We were able to go. But I would appreciate actually a little shrinkflation there. It would be worth it if I could buy, you know, 0.4 ounces less or whatever it is to make it go on a plane no hassle instead of having to check in on a carry-on or find it wherever my destination is.
Yeah, or, you know, cross your fingers. Oh, let's see.
But isn't that wild?
That is wild.
It's like, look, we got all these rules, but we'll see.
But I remember a vacation. This was a long time ago. We went to Roanoke, Virginia, and I remember for some reason there were scissors in one of our carry-on suitcases. It got through the Buffalo TSA, but on the way back, those scissors got caught in the Roanoke TSA. Right? What?
Yeah.
That wasn't seen on the Buffalo X-ray machine?
That is wild. That's like you go through with all... Anytime I've had to take a bunch of radio equipment go through.
Oh, I bet that's...
No.
Oh.
I'm thinking like, wow, this is going to be rough. Cords, I mean, things that look like detonators.
Right.
They just... Right through. I'm like, buddy, is this the radio aisle of the TSA? Like, there's no way you've seen any of this equipment before in your life. How is it not?
Oh, yeah, you find out the TSA guy actually used to work at Radio Shack.
Yeah. That actually would be a great career change. To the phones, 803-0930. Zach in North Tonawanda. Zach, how's it going? Kids on vacation. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
You know, it was a mixed bag. I got married in New Orleans about a year ago. I took my, at the time, 7 and 9-year-old son and daughter.
Okay.
My daughter still, she's the older one. She'll be 10 in a week. She still thinks fondly of it. She absolutely loved the city. She says, Dad, I want to go back. My son, not so much. The place stinks.
What did you do in New Orleans?
We went to a children's park. We walked around a lot. Did the trolley line. I mean, just the regular family stuff. I've been there about 6 times. So I was pretty used to it. But we kind of just did the family thing. Walked around, saw a couple concerts. It was during French Quarter Fest. But okay. The one takeaway my youngest had was that it smells.
Yeah. Well,
and I can't convince him otherwise. I'm like, listen, dude, it's just that was just part of the city. But nope, it smells. I'm like, every city smells. He goes, nope, New Orleans smells.
Ooh, that you know what? You're right on something there. And Zach, sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. We're gonna have to let you go. Every city does smell.
Yes,
it is. It's got its own unique little thing. I like that. You know, you got a unique smell everywhere you go.
Some of the bigger cities might have different smells depending on what part of the town you're in.
Yeah, that's right. So I think Zach's call, you can bring your kids on vacation. Your vacation is just so vastly different, though.
Right.
Like,
I think New Orleans.
Him in New Orleans with kids is a completely different him in New Orleans without kids.
Right.
7 and 8. I mean, not only are you not going up and down Bourbon Street at night, but 7 and 8, you're probably not taking them through the World War II Museum in New Orleans.
That's right.
Because it might be interesting. Hopefully it is interesting to them. But that's an all-day museum. It's, you know, looking and reading things and watching things. 7 and 8-year-old, again, might not appreciate that or want to do that the same way I would.
Right, yeah.
So it's so different, I think, is what you say. On the text board, someone's saying if you're with kids or without, as long as you're not working, it's a vacation.
I like that. I agree with that.
Eh.
I mean, you could say, you know, part of my vacation, I don't think without kids there, I probably wouldn't have gone to the zoo. I really, now the Naples Zoo, lots left to be desired. But it was a fun time to walk through, see some of the different animals. Got to feed the alligators at the putt-putt course. I don't know if there were no kids if we would have gone there.
No, you still have your fingers.
Yeah,
so.
No. You put it on the end of a line.
Okay.
And you drop it into the.
Sure.
Yeah, you drop it into the thing. So there's a lot of stuff that I probably wouldn't have thought of doing if kids were not involved on the trip, which made the trip a little better.
I just think it is different. Maybe that's the way to put it. It's so different the way you're going to vacation.
It is. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I like adult beverages. I probably didn't have as many adult beverages on this trip if there.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
If they're right, but if there were no kids, I probably would have, you know, more nights out. But
right.
It was a fun trip. It was a. I can't say enough. It was a fun trip, and I was fearing, you know, first trip with my son. What kind of vacation is this going to be? No, it really was a relaxing vacation.
I was just surprised to see, you know, kids, and there weren't a lot of kids, but. Younger kids on the cruise we went when, you know, the big entertainment would have been like Wheel of Fortune. Right? Like, that's just not what I think of as the kid place. But what about you? 803-0930, B-Maz and Beamer. We're back here on a Monday on WBEN. Back here, Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer with you. Thanks for having us back. Thanks to Sue O'Neill for filling in for us for the last week. Well, we were both out on vacation, brought the warm weather with us. Beautiful when we returned. We missed winter. I mean, we did it.
Yeah.
Winter, a couple of snowstorms.
Yeah, don't talk to us Wednesday night.
It's like, you know, when, but right, Wednesday, oh, it's going to get so cold, 32.
That's true.
I mean, come on, right? Like, how have we had three straight? You know, I probably shouldn't be asking. No offense, I should be asking Aaron Minkowski this anymore, not you.
Yeah, because I overreacted like cold. Like I overreact to cold. I would probably think one day. Saturday felt like 3 days to me. I got back at 2:45.
Yeah,
and I was in 20-degree weather for what, 12 hours?
But like, how have we had? You know, over 4 straight days in the teens. You know, much less below 10.
No, I mean, think of
we had one cold week.
Yeah, I mean, think of when the January storm. It wasn't even that cold. I mean, it was in the 20s, right? It didn't even get, like, freezing cold.
Didn't get super cold. Right. It got cold a couple weeks after that, maybe, if I'm remembering correctly.
I feel like we followed up with a 50-degree day and forgot about it.
Yeah, we're plowing right through. We were talking about vacations, comparing that with kids, without kids. I mean, is it a vacation if you're traveling with kids? I think. You know, a lot of the comments were coming in as yes, but it's different. Somebody chiming in, 803-0930 if you want to give us a call or send us a text this morning. Somebody saying, you know, vacations, often vacation with friends, so their son had people to play with, wouldn't go on a cruise with him until 12 years old with two other families, with other kids for them to hang out with. There are family vacations and equally important couples vacations. And that's really the distinction. It's just if you're bringing your family, it's not like it's not a vacation. It's not like it's not a good time. But it is a much different time. Yes. And it's hectic a little bit more.
It can be, yeah.
Whereas with the two of you, especially if you're taking a couple's vacation, you know, while you're right in the thick of it. Right, like right in the thick of the kids and how busy and hectic it can get, it is kind of like incredible how you know easy it is to do things when you're not with your kids.
That doesn't sound too hard,
but you know what I mean. Like, I am never one to say, like, oh, it's so hard to take, like, we'll go out to eat with our kids. You know, we do a lot of things with the kids. I'm taking my kids to hockey games or wherever. We take them to as many places as we can. And I never really think of it as being all that difficult. I'm like, you know, I got pretty easygoing kids. They're generally well-behaved. Don't give me a hard time. Don't give anyone else a hard time. It's not that bad. When you do something on your own, just the two of you, like, in absence of that, it is a different level of easy, though. Like, you're not thinking of, like, do we need to pack something extra? Here's a few extra snacks in the bag. Here's a diaper, this, that, you know, all the other things. You know, we need to be home by a certain time. We got to watch what time we go out, what time we do this. Absent all that, it is kind of amazing how simple, you know, just going somewhere is.
Yeah, it's simple, but like you said, Brian, it does take a little extra time to prepare than it did before kids. And as you know, I'm a very last minute.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to be somewhere in 15 minutes. I'll leave in 10. Yeah. Right? Like, and now with a child, it's okay. I've got to have this planned. I got to have this ready. You know, this morning I was halfway to work and remembered, oh, the base to the car seat is in my wife's car.
Yeah.
We have two, but we had one for the rental car, which we used the one for my car. And of course it was in the floor of her car. So had to turn around and come all the way back.
Do that whole thing.
Yeah.
Somebody else texting in, I have four kids, just took a trip to Punta Cana with my wife without them for the very first time. It was amazing.
That does sound amazing.
Yeah. Well, good for you. And it is four kids. That's a lot of kids in one house. You don't get a lot of quiet time, like time to just kind of sit back and relax with you and your significant other in day-to-day life. You know, me and my wife have it for about 30 minutes maybe at the end of the day, maybe, before we're going to bed. Right. that's it. So to have that for a longer period of time, it's very nice. And it's just a very different experience than what you have with kids.
I do agree with one of the texters says they usually vacation with friends, so their son had playmates. I do think that made this vacation a little easier, right? My sister and her husband had their kids. My wife and I had our son. So, you know, all three kids could sit on the mat together. Like, there was something a little easier about that. I didn't feel as bad as saying, hey, can someone watch our son while we go to the pool or while we take care of this. You know, that option was there. So I think this made this vacation a little easier with that than if it was just the three of us.
I need to know when this ends. When traveling with my children, the Satexa comes in, seeing the wonder in their eyes with everything they saw made my vacation the best. When does that end? Because I feel that way about my oldest son now still. He's four. And you still kind of get away a little bit with, you take him somewhere and he's just kind of very interested in a new place. Like, if it's new, I mean, my one-year-old just, you take him anywhere different and it's just, he's the happiest person in the world. With my four-year-old, though, like, you're losing that a little bit, I think. Like, you know, you take him to the arena, he's no longer amazed at everything right inside the, like, he's been there a couple times before. You take him to certain places and it's no longer like, wow, look at this, look at that. It's, you know, okay, so no, what are we doing? Oh. You know, like, right? Like, what's going on here? Like, what can I do here? That, I feel like it's starting to wear off a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to miss when the dog running by isn't the most entertaining thing my son has seen. Like, right, he loves, our dog gets up to go take a sip of water, he's clapping. Mm-hmm. Like, when that goes away, I'm going to be upset. Like, yeah, he's so easily entertained at this age.
Oh, just anything. Like, yeah. That's why, it's why I never got the iPad in front of the kids thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so easy for most, especially when they're under, you know, three, literally could be entertained with anything. You give them a straw, you got 30 minutes right there.
Yep.
They're just like going, the wrapper, bending the straw, breathing in and out of it. You show them the trick with the water. You put your finger on top and, like, you know, drop the water out of the straw. Like, oh my goodness, like, you just blew their mind. Anything will keep them entertained. That's why I just never got the iPad thing at the table.
The first flight, my son spent most of it looking at his boarding pass. Yes, we're old school. We printed out boarding passes. I know. But he held on to that boarding pass, was ripping it, was playing with it. That was the most entertaining thing he had seen.
Yeah. Hey, piece of paper. Keep you. Did he eat it?
No, we didn't let him put it in his mouth.
Oh, well, that's my son would have ate it. He's just, he wants to, every piece of paper wants to rip it and eat it.
I mean, he does. We had to stop him a few times, but, you know, it came out of that kiosk machine and I left him sitting there for a few seconds. You know me. I was just like, just rip it. You don't have to, you have your teething stick if you want something to chew on.
Yeah. Well, there, listen, pros and cons to each.
Yeah.
But
for sure,
I would recommend without, just for a little bit. You know, recharge the batteries, get a little bit of a break. If you and your wife, you and your husband, you and whoever, a little bit of time to yourself, it's needed, yeah. I think, every now and then.
I want to go see the Mets this summer, and I'm trying to talk my wife into that being just a two of us trip.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things happened when we were gone. I was blissfully unaware of most of them. Did you, how, you're on vacation, how often do you, are you on the phone?
On the phone? Like, just, like, Twitter and stuff?
Yeah, scrolling. Yeah. I mean, you're never, like, on the phone. Hey! Yeah. You know, making, you know, on the horn, around the, making calls and stuff.
But. You know, Brian, it was very similar to here. The only times I would, you know, mostly be on my, well, here I'm on my phone all the time. The only time on vacation that was also on my phone was really when I was, my son was, had this bottle, I'm holding him, you know, scroll the phone a few times, but that phone was on the charger three rooms away. I'm at the pool. Maybe I'm using it for Bluetooth music, but, like, I'm disconnected.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that the South Carolina primary was going on until I came in for Hardline yesterday. Okay? So that tells you how disconnected I was.
But that's, I mean, that's, I my phone was off for probably 48 hours. When's the last time that happened?
Right.
I think just that will make you feel re-energized. Being away from whatever it is you're doing. I mean, it doesn't have to be work. It could be anything. Texting, looking at the screen, just being away from that, I think, makes you feel a little bit re-energized at the end of the day.
For sure.
Which is pretty nice. So you had Sue O'Neill in for us last week, and she was talking about a number of things. And, you know, I was able to peek in and see, like, what was going on. Like, all right, what are you talking about? I saw one day she was talking about how many stores do you go to? Like, where do you spend most of your time shopping? And I, like, it brought up in my mind, Joe, of, like, how you buy clothes, how it's changed in recent days. And when I thought about it for a second, the realization kind of came to me that I buy almost nothing the same way that I used to 5 or so years ago. And it all goes back to the phone. It's completely changed the way that I shopped. Most of what I buy, secondhand.
I've gotten onto that trend of buying stuff secondhand. I've had some really good experiences, and you can find some stuff a lot. Especially, you know, I like sports gear, right? It's ridiculously priced nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get it for 25
for something that's not great quality either,
right? If I can get it for $25 on the on Poshmark or something like that, oh, sign me up.
So it's like secondhand used to just mean you're going to the thrift store,
right?
Salvation Army, you're going to Goodwill, you're going to wherever
She'll
else.
Find me there too.
Sure, but that's, again, you need a lot of time to do that.
Yeah.
I think like it's easier to do when you're younger, when you got a lot of time in your hands or something like that, and you're flipping through everything to see if there's something. You know, you can go through 20 racks and maybe find one thing worthwhile.
Right.
With, you know, eBay started it, and now there's a million different apps where people are selling things. Sometimes they're still with the tags on. Sometimes lightly used, sometimes very used, that are going to be less expensive. And then what I find, Joe, is when you buy something a little bit older, better quality mm-hmm. maybe than what you're going to spend twice as much for at a store, I'm now buying secondhand first before I would ever look to buy something at a store with the tags on.
A majority of my workout clothes were bought secondhand. It was either gifts from my wife for Christmas or I bought them secondhand. That makes up a majority of my workout clothes. I do have to say, Brian, because it's in the same parking lot as my gym, I do still frequent TJ Maxx. I do like to shop cheap, but I have found myself also a lot on those secondhand sites. And again, finding, as you said, some good quality stuff that you just don't see around.
The thing with that is, again, the timing. Like, I used to be there all the time because you would be able to find, that used to be the like number one place you go. You're going to find a soccer jersey on the rack.
Yes.
And I would pick it for $15 or something. Not only way cheaper than buying it online, but if you wanted that somewhere else, unless it was, you know, an MLS team or something, you would have to buy online from some place in Europe and not only pay the high price, but then pay to get it shipped over here.
Oh, geez.
And then you get it for $15 or, you know, magic find at that store. Combing through, I don't have time for combing through. I say that, but then you comb through online, and it's basically
you're doing this at home.
But you can do that, you know, while you're doing something else at home. I've become now not addicted to, but it's like my new thing. Jeans, like anything, like a staple that I would wear or something, it has to be old, and it has to, I search for made in the USA. Because like I'm looking for the older stuff, and then you hold it in your hands, you get it shipped to you, and it's like a totally different product
mm-hmm.
that you paid less for, still in good condition. It might be 30 years old, but it's better than anything you can buy in a store.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Secondhand was my... I just saw that was talked about, and secondhand wins.
Someone on the text board said I would never buy workout clothes secondhand. They weren't... I either get, as Brian said, stuff that still has a tag, or like a hoodie that someone probably wore around as a hoodie. I'll work out in it. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Shorts, not so much. I'm talking about like hoodies and stuff that probably wasn't used in its first life
mm-hmm.
as a workout equipment. I'll work out
in it. Like, workout shorts, I don't need to buy secondhand because the shorts I would use to work out in, or like gym shorts I would wear, you can generally buy those new, made, at least what I wear like those mesh champion shorts. They're made roughly the same way they've always been made, and you can find them for $10.
Yeah, I like the team workout shorts. With like the tech, I have a tech pair, a Bills pair.
Oh, got to be branded with a
yeah, a Mets pair. Like I like to, hey, I like everything to match. I got a Virginia Tech hoodie on. Give me some Virginia Tech shorts.
And then for working out, all my clothes just graduate to working out.
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
Like the stuff that I find I don't wear as much anymore. It's like, well, guess I'm wearing you all the time now to the gym.
Yep.
Or like doing yard work or something like that. Old hoodie. Well, you've worn a few too many times, starting to crack and fade. You're now the gym hoodie.
You are the gym hoodie. If it's like an event shirt that I got for free, that goes right to the workout drawer of my dresser.
Yeah. Sometimes you have too much of that, though.
Yeah, I mean, eventually they become rags.
Oh, and then they graduate to...
You cut them up, and now they're rags.
They're polishing the table.
You're cleaning, you're cleaning stuff.
You pour the pledge and then do that.
It's a slow trip to the garbage, Brian, right? You want to get as much use... Unless you're going to give it to the Goodwill, you want to get as much use out of this before it goes to the garbage.
Yeah, a button or a collar is most of the things I've given to a Goodwill. Yeah. T-shirts rarely find their way. Another thing is because some of these... There's a whole bunch of different... There's secondhand, like person-to-person... Which is the normal stuff. Then there's the crazy secondhand stuff where it's, you know, rare vintage or whatever, where the prices are astronomical.
Right.
And you see some of those sometimes, and I'll see a band shirt from 40, 50 years ago for $230, and someone bought it. And so then I'm looking at my closet saying, okay, here's the jackpot. Like, we've got it here. Like, these are all the, you know, give me 5 more years and people will be wanting these the same way. And I wish I didn't throw out half my stuff. So I got a lot of stuff in the box in the attic that are just kind of waiting for that moment to pounce.
So I have a box of stuff, not like that of I'll want to wear it again someday, but it's probably been in that box for a decade.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of same way.
Yeah.
That's a lower level shelf. Some of that's in my son's closet. It's just, it's there. Not quite ready to toss it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sell it. You know, you're not going to get any money for that. But just in case you need it.
You talk about soccer jerseys. The number of soccer jersey kiosks I saw, we had to stop at a mall to go to the bathroom. And I went by 3 in just this little mall of different... You know, international soccer jersey kiosks.
You're down in Florida. I mean, that's going to have a Messi plays there too.
Every sports store had a Messi jersey in the window.
Oh yeah, I mean, just huge down there. It's great. The airport, you know, either airport, you're going Messi stuff and all the. That's great. Scored crazy goal. Was that last night? Night before? Either way.
Wow.
He was doing well. Well, anyways, you said this morning, happy to be back, and I said, give me a break. But
I'm happy to be back with you.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, do I wish I was still on vacation? Of course.
Yeah. You know, happy to be back in the sense that everything's still here.
Yeah.
The space here didn't start a fire. We're everything's in place. It's right where we left it. We're happy to be back here.
It's the second best. Second best thing. The first best would be on vacation. So, you know, if we can settle for second best, I'm happy.
Second best thing would be still in my bed.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Third best thing.
Now we're third best.
Yeah, we'll think of something.
Okay.
Top five.
I'll take top five. That works for me.
Definitely top five.
If you can live every day in the top five, you're doing something
right. That's right. Well, we'll be back here tomorrow, of course, bright and early. B-Maz and Beamer giving another go at it. And I can't believe you sang Kiss karaoke.
Detroit Rock City. And the karaoke, I didn't have it. So he had to pull the video from YouTube, karaoke.
You had a little vocal help?
No, there was no vocal help. It was just one of those instrumental videos.
Oh, okay.
It was very good.
Just the Kiss on this. You and my son are going to be best friends.
All right.
You're like just Kiss all the time. Saw Ace Frehley coming to North Tonawanda.
After I read you that set list, are you a little more intrigued now to go?
I am a little more intrigued now to go. Yeah, I don't think bringing a 4-year-old would be the best idea.
Would you bring him to Kiss This?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, that's already...
That's booked?
Wherever that falls on the calendar, that's like next day off. Like, yeah. We're going. It's absolutely happening. But thanks for everyone for hanging out with us. And again, thanks to everybody over the past week who filled in. You got David coming up next after the news with Lucas on WBEN.